been thinking a lot lately about hating. What eats at the heart of hate? Because you know I hate people every day. I hate tourists on Oxford Street. I hate children on the tube. And I hate slow walkers stopping me getting to my train. I wanna grab their faces, say with all that rages, get out of my fucking way. But I don't, because I know my hatred is a ghost. It's a quick flick switch, a brief lip wink. It's a faint shade of hate, just a frustration of place. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not a saint. I dislike a fair few people, but that's not the same as hating. That's not the same as wanting to stamp on their faces. Haters always gonna hate, they say. And in some places, if you ain't got hatred, you ain't got status. So let's play with the face of hate. Hate me for a moment. Hate everything I am. Until its coals glow red, sculpt it like glass being blown, till it fits the shape of your soul. And hate will heat you in the cold. Hate will be there when you're alone.
When you're alone. When you're alone.
And at this point, I would speak of the crimes of hate. A screaming at a woman in a magazine. Of a woman in Iran stoned because she was raped. And yes, this poem is about hate crime, but it's also about why. It's about Cameroon, Uganda, and Russia. It's about a neighbor hating another.
Men deciding on abortion rights and Europe losing the right-wing fight.
The right-wing fight. It's about LGBT. It's about immigrants. It's about anti-Semitism in Hungary and Pegida rising in Germany. It's about Orlando.
It's about invading mosques. It's about a jungle in Calais and a black boy shot on the streets in the USA. It's looking at a human race that sometimes seems consumed and wasted by hatred. It's standing up to that and saying, I am not afraid.